Have you ever noticed that couples who are dating usually speak extremely kind to one another? They listen to one another, encourage one another, and would never think of making a joke at the other's expense. But wait until they get married. A friend of mine told me of a wedding he attended. The ceremony had gone off without a mishap. The bride was beautiful. The flowers and punch were perfect. Then came the wedding supper. As the newly married couple sat down to eat, the groom made a cutting remark about his bride in front of everyone. She blushed, smiled, and nervously tried to laugh it off. But you could tell it hurt. Later at supper, the groom made another joke at the bride's expense. Again she smiled, laughed, but stopped abruptly. She was hurt, just from a couple of put-downs. Others noticed. The atmosphere was tense. What a sad way to start a marriage. Proverbs 12:18 says, "There was one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." The thrusts of a sword are quick. They are fast. Can you imagine a skillful swordsman who was slow? Just as a swordsman makes quick, thrusting jabs intended to wound an enemy, so our tongues can make quick, thrusting jabs that wound our friends, even though we don't intend them to. A tongue, like a sword, is dangerous and must be handled with great care. To speak rashly implies speaking without being concerned for the other person. Their feelings and opinions are not evaluated. The rash speaker is concerned only for self. Rash speaking also implies speaking in extremes, radical, shocking words. By way of contrast, a wise person's tongue heals rather than wounds. An obvious lesson here is that the rash speaker is unwise. He is foolish. A wise person tries to heal and build up rather than cut and wound. Friend, don't underestimate the power of the tongue. Just a single word can do great harm. Is there someone today that has been wounded by one of your rash remarks? Perhaps it didn't seem very cutting to you, but how did they receive it? Go to them. Ask them to forgive you for your cutting remark. Or do you know of someone today who needs a word of healing and encouragement? Go to that one. Don't wait. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.